Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. After these horrific mass shootings in America, there is only one true hope. That's the headline. David James will come with Bible in hand to this broadcast table to help us to understand how we can have hope.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I thought we needed to discuss the two recent mass shootings. Let's first talk about these shootings and the response we've all been watching this week.
And these were horrible tragedies with a total of 33 people killed and another 50 or so injured. So these were both very troubled people. But I would say that compounding the tragedy has been the fact that we're in the early stages of the 2020 presidential campaign, and what's being said by some politicians and by some in the media as well, I would have to say, has just really been disgusting. And I know that's a personal opinion, but that's just the way it has struck me and others as I have talked about it with them as well. And, you know, it's become a political fiasco and media feeding frenzy as several Democrat candidates, as well as commentators on the left, were quick to lay the blame directly at the feet of President Trump, even though he has denounced these kinds of things. And within hours, some were using these tragedies to gain national airtime and even do fundraising. And so the misrepresentations and, I would say, even outright lies being told in interviews and political speeches, these things are just appalling, and it's creating a horrible climate in the aftermath of these shootings.
I think it would be good to briefly discuss the problem of evil and suffering in this world.
Well, Jimmy, you know, this is one of the most difficult questions in life. We live in a sinful, fallen world, and we're witnessing every day what we've mentioned many times on this program, and that's what I call the death spiral of humanity that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 1, where he begins with the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And this is what we're seeing. We are reaching the bottom of that spiral, and the next thing that's going to happen is God's judgment. So I would say that as believers, we can be salt and light, we can comfort and encourage, we can cry with people when necessary, and most importantly, we can be involved with evangelism and discipleship, because our only true hope and security at any time is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
David James, Bible in hand, with the only true hope there is in this world for these times of evil and suffering. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As David said, in Jesus is the only true hope in this world of evil and suffering. That is an absolute. To say that we will pray for you is good, but then we must put feet to our prayers and reach out to all who are going through these evil times and times of suffering. The Lord said that these times are short as compared to eternity. Jesus also said, "I am coming to keep you from these times of testing." That's Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...